As promised, we're joined right now by a three-time Super Bowl champion. He is a two-time AP Coach of the Year. He is a member of the 100th Anniversary All-Time Team, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, a five-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, a four-time Daytona 500 champion, a member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and today he does appear courtesy of M&M's and Treat Town. Of course, I'm speaking of Joe Gibbs. Joe, it is so good to have you back on the program. How are you?
Hey, Jim. Thank you. I appreciate that introduction. I didn't know I did all that stuff.
My man. Joe, you've had a great, great run, and I know you've got some amazing years still in front of you. In fact, let me ask you about Denny Hamlin. He won on Sunday at Talladega after three overtimes in a wild race. I'm curious, what kind of thoughts and emotions were you having in the final moments of that race, Joe?
Well, I got to tell you, you're right. It was three times we kind of, at the end of that race, we have to have a restart, and when you do that in our sport, there's no telling what's going to happen, and a lot did happen. But to have Denny win that race, it's Denny's all-time year for him. And of course, what is huge for us, FedEx is his sponsor and has been the entire time Denny's raced for us, and for him to win seven times this year is a huge deal. When you're at Talladega like that and our racing, there is a lot happening. There was in that race. And so I think a lot of the fans thought it was great. And certainly for me, to have Denny win was a huge deal for us and FedEx.
We're talking to Joe Gibbs. And then overall, Joe, his spot is now in the round of eight. That's guaranteed. And at the moment, Martin Truex Jr. is sixth in the standings. Kyle Busch is ninth overall. So how are you feeling about where things stand at this point in the playoffs?
Well, I still think Martin, he had a great Roval. That's the next race we go to here in Charlotte. We're worried, obviously, with Kyle. It's a huge deal for us. Kyle won the championship last year, and it's one of those things with all the changes that's happened in our sport because of COVID. When we go to the racetrack, we don't practice right now. All of those things, I think, have really been something that's been hard for us to overcome, particularly with Kyle. And so this will be interesting to see if we can fight through this and get to the next round with him. But right now we're going to have a great race at the Roval.
We're talking to Joe Gibbs. He's a member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. He's appearing courtesy of M&M's in Tree Town. And Joe, I know you had a chuckle at the top when I read down your resume, but the fact of the matter is, I know you're not going to make it about you, but almost nobody else has a resume quite like this, including being in the Hall of Fame in two different sports. Again, I know you're not doing it for personal accolades, but what do those two honors mean to you?
You know what happens, Jim? For me, we had a reunion here 4 years ago where all of our Super Bowl guys, we had 90 of them come back, and we had a three-day celebration, told stories and everything. For me, it's about that and the relationships and all the experiences you had, the memories, the tough things you go through in football. Football is physical, and you're challenged. You're challenged every single weekend. It's the best people in the world playing football, and it puts you through all those things. And when you come out the other side of that, you develop some of the greatest relationships. And so that's what I kind of miss about football. You know, it's those late-night meetings with the coaches, and you fight through all the things, and you're trying to come up with the best game plan you can. And I think it's extremely hard. The NFL is hard. But it also, I think, is one of the greatest jobs in the world and has some of the greatest thrills in the world. So that I kind of look back at that. For me, it's mostly relationships.
Yeah, I really appreciate that response, Joe. And in a similar vein, you know, last year in a conversation with The Athletic, you were talking about evaluating talent back in the day with Washington, and you said the most important thing was character. And then the second most important thing or attribute was intelligence, then mental toughness, and then finally talent. I'm curious, Joe, why is character so important to you, and why was talent the least important of those attributes?
Well, I think you start off with character. And I think back to those football teams, and, you know, the thing that was amazing about that, Jim, is when we went back and looked at our Super Bowl teams, one half of those teams were free agents. And what that meant was this: they were either not drafted or had been cut by somebody. And yet when they come on our team, character takes over. When you have character guys, it's not about the money. It's they want to be the best football player for your team they can be, the best Washington football. And I looked into the eyes of those guys when I would talk to them, and many times it was emotional before those games. They weren't the guys that kind of lead you to the Super Bowls and everything. It is about the kind of person they are and what they bring to the team. And many times people ask me, hey, tell me, who's the greatest player you coached? I can't do that because some of the greatest players, I start out with Otis Wansley and Pete Cronin and people like that. They go, who are they? They were great special teams players for us. They were the heart and soul of your football team. And that's the thing about football, the challenge that you have in football. It's a physical challenge. You're going to be mentally challenged. And it goes to the coaches in late night and coming up and are you willing to stay there and come up with the best game plan and can you make those critical decisions? And it's like being in the eye of the hurricane on that sideline. So people, many times I always laugh. They second guess sometimes about some of the calls you made. Think about this. You're on the sideline. The field is crowned. You're looking out there. It's hard to see. You got guys around you that are yelling four-letter words and screaming at people, and you got to make a decision there. You're trying to.
Wow.
And so sometimes I laugh about that but it is one of the greatest thrills in life.
I can't lie to you, Joe. I'm having a great time talking to you and getting caught up. Joe Gibbs joining us. So quickly, let me ask you about racing once again. Joe, if we were to bounce back to 1991, when you started Joe Gibbs Racing, what were the early days like when you had only a few employees and a single sponsor?
I got to tell you, I showed up on Norm Miller Interstate Batteries doorstep with nothing but a dream on a sheet of paper. And they said, let's do this. We started that first year with 17 people, rented a small facility over here, and we raced one car. And I thought that's the way it would always be. We had 17 total people. And you know the amazing thing? Seven of those people are still with us. They've been here almost 30 years now. They kind of built this thing. It was my son, J.D., Todd Meredith. It was Dave Alpern. It was people like that that came on board that have spent their entire career with us building the race team. And again, it's just what we talked about with football. It's the people. And the people make the difference in team sports. And this sport is so much like football, you can't believe it. In football, you got to have a great quarterback. You're not going anywhere. Over here, you got to have a great driver. Same thing. In football, you got to have the coach. Hopefully, somebody makes good decisions. Over here, it's the crew chiefs. It's really the two sports are very similar. And so, everything I've been in, get the right people around you. They're going to make you look good.
We're talking to Joe Gibbs for a few more moments. Joe, I want to ask you about something that Tony Dungy said recently. He talked about how you actually changed the sport of football, and I want to read you this quote. He said, quote, people don't realize that Joe Gibbs changed the face of the NFL by having the courage to say in a southern town at that time that Doug Williams is the guy we should take. When they drafted Doug, it shocked the whole country to take this unknown from grambling over those star players from Pitt and Stanford. End of quote. It's quite a statement. So what's your reaction when you hear another legend say that you changed the face of the game, Joe?
Well, I think one thing's for sure. I went in and told Coach, after going over and spending time, Coach McKay asked me to go and really evaluate Doug. And what I really did there, Jim, I went over and sat in classes that he was student teaching. We spent days together going to get a McDonald's. We would get on the board and talk football. And when I came back, Coach McKay deserves the credit because he stepped up and said, we're taking this guy. And obviously, I think Doug is one of the great sports stories in America. And I'm thrilled to know, I think they're doing a movie now. I said the whole time to Doug, they need to do a movie on your life. I think they're doing that. But here's a guy that came from Grambling, went to Tampa, went through all the things they did there in Tampa, goes into the USFL, and when we got him back, we got him back to be a backup, and then he winds up obviously working his way, and we wound up starting him in the 87th Super Bowl. It's one of the greatest stories because in that second quarter, we scored 35 points. He's the MVP. Yeah, and here's the amazing thing, Jim, as we worked towards that season, all I thought about was Doug was our quarterback. I didn't think about him being the black quarterback. You know, he was our quarterback. And when we got to the Super Bowl that week, that's what everybody started talking about, the fact that, you know, Doug was going to have this opportunity. We didn't look at it that way. I just looked at it as he's our quarterback. He's the guy that we want leading us. And I think it's one of the great sports stories. I'm thrilled with what Doug was able to do for us there with the Redskins. But it was a breakthrough for him. And the fact today, I think, in that same Dungy article there, I appreciate Tony saying that about me, but I only played a role in that. But today I think we have 10 of the starters in the NFL right now are black quarterbacks, which is Doug was the kind of the breakthrough for that, which I thought was a thrill to be a part of it.
No doubt. Joe Gibbs joining us. All right, Joe, so you're working with Mars Wrigley, M&M's, and Tree Town. Can you break it down for us? What is it all about, and how can people get involved, Joe?
Yeah, we're not going to cancel Halloween. COVID's caused us to cancel everything. We're not canceling Halloween.
Gotcha.
So here's the deal. All of my grandkids have devices. Every young person's walking around with their device. So here's the deal. Just go to Tree Town app, and you'll be able to sign up there. They're going to take you through the deal. And basically, digitally, you can go door to door with your device, and you're going to be able to get some free treats in the end. So go to Tree Town app, and that's Mars and Wrigley making that possible. So thank you for letting me mention that too, Jim.
Joe, thank you so much for availing yourself to the program. I appreciate that very much. You nailed that pitch, and I want to make clear that Joe Gibbs is appearing courtesy of M&M's and Tree Town. Every grandkid, every child, everybody has a device. Find that app. Take advantage of that. He's a member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. He is a 5-time NASCAR Cup Series champion. Joe, so great to get caught up with you, and I really do appreciate the time, Joe. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Jim. It was great catching up with you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while, Joe. Let's do it again soon. Joe Gibbs, the Hall of Famer, multi-Hall of Famer, joining us once again on the program. And that was another great conversation with the coach. 3-time Super Bowl champ and a 2-time AP Coach of the Year as well. All right. When we come back,